I'm Daniel.
And I'm Micah.
And we are
the Sultans of Sport.
Okay, welcome to Sultans of Sport, everyone. Micah, the Atlanta Hawks are for sale. You gotta buy them?
What do we... So, like, how much?
Anyway, Maya, did you see... I suppose you're probably not. Alright, Antonio Brown kicks a Browns player in the face. Did you see this? Like, he's the Steelers player, Antonio Brown. He's trying to hurdle a guy on a kick return. And it kicks the guy in the face.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay. Now let's go on to the NFL upsets. The Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots.
No one saw that coming.
And this is bad news for the Patriots because not only are the Dolphins in their division, but so are the Jets, who also won. And so are the Bills, who also won. Which is what we're going to get to next. The Buffalo Bills beat the Chicago Bears in overtime. Congratulations to your guy Watkins and CJ Spiller and stuff like that.
Yes, he took words right out of my mouth.
Hey. And this now to the smaller upsets. The Vikings beat the St. Louis Rams.
Told you they were going to win the division.
To be the only team in their division to win a game. And Houston beat Washington. And that was a very small upset.
Yeah.
It was 50-50 who people thought would win. But in the Houston game, Jadeveon Clowney tore his meniscus. He'll be out for 4 to 6 games.
Why do they have to be such fancy names that no one even knows what they are for stuff like this?
I don't know.
Meniscus.
It's meniscus, not meniscus.
That makes it a little worse than it is.
So, this doesn't look so great for Washington. Because the Philadelphia Eagles won, but the Dallas Cowboys lost to the 49ers. Okay, now let's go on to college football upsets. Virginia Tech surprisingly beat Ohio State this week. What do you think about that, Micah? Ohio State was ranked at number 8 before that game.
And Virginia State was...
unranked.
Virginia Tech was unranked.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so what do you think about that, Micah?
People say they're going to go to the playoffs. It's a little early to be talking.
Well, the Orioles also played last night, although no one really cared since it was first game of football season.
Yeah.
But they had a good game against Tampa Bay. They were behind 3-0. And then Cruz hit 2 home runs and had 7 RBIs. So they won 7-5 in the end. All RBIs coming from Cruz. Obviously, Cruz was the best pickup in the league this year.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And the Orioles are now back up to 9.5 games over the Yankees. I think that's about all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow.
Listening to our podcast, you can find it on iTunes or YouTube, and don't forget to join our Facebook group and do our polls and answer our questions.